Moses refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Mousavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, about philosophy of death, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "To die is nothing but to return home, where we shall reunite with our Creator." Well, this viewpoint of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi reflects his opinion about death and its nature. Usually, most of people are alarmed and fearful upon hearing the word death, and to them death appears dreadful and terrifying, whereas according to the Islamic ideology, this terminology or this subject has a different appearance and can be perceived in a different way. Basically, it can be said that those who fear death consider it to be a negative entity. According to this insight, death is an end of life and a moment of everlasting separation of man with his life. They believe that with death, the compounded substances of the body suffer a breakdown and return to nature and man too, and is nothing except this very broken down body. So, with death, everything ends with no hope of remaining. Anyway, Islam does not possess such a dark and fear-instilling view of death, because according to the Islamic view, death is a positive entity. The moment of death is a moment of rebirth of man and a moment of his hastening out from a confined region of this world into a world which is wide, expansive and rapturous. A world wherein man is not troubled by anxiety, sorrows and the material and natural limitations. Of course, those who have habituated themselves to worries and limitations must free themselves of such habits first. According to this view, death is not annihilation, but is inherent fallout of one stage of progress and development of man. Similar to an infant in the womb of the mother, which after reaching a particular stage of development just should not and cannot stay in that confined dark womb of the mother and obtain nourishment from her blood, but must come out and continue its development in a more extensive world. Similarly, after a certain period, he should attain freedom from the confined and limited world of nature and hasten to another world, which is appropriate for his eternity-desiring soul. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his creations, among them man, so that finally they reach the level of cognition of Allah and can understand his beautiful attributes and manifest them within themselves. Because the real worship and cognizance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take the creation and man to a position and status, the specialities and the grandness of which must be referred in important topics. So according to the view of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the philosophy of life and death, which are part of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become clear. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we have for this episode of Spring of the Truth. Thank you very much for listening to us. And until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day. Every night and every day. Never forget to say. La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth. A selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say.